Kayo'y nakikinig sa Australia Explained, ang SBS audio podcast na gagabay sa inyong pamumuhay sa Australia.
Bahagi na ng buhay ng mga Australians ang pag-inom ng kape. Sa katunayan, tinatayang 3/4 sa mga naninirahan sa bansa ay umiinom ng kape araw-araw. Kaya ang kape, idinuturing na lifeblood dito.
I normally have one coffee, except Ramadan.
I have about 3 coffees a day.
I have about 5 coffees.
Probably at least 4.
I have 2 cups of coffees per day.
I have up to 8 coffees a day. I am addicted. There doesn't go any 1 hour that I'm not thinking about coffee and needing a hit.
Ayon kay Lily Fairhall na namamahala ng isang specialty coffee shop sa Melbourne, ang kape ay itinuturing na isang art form o anyo ng sining dito. Hindi tulad sa Amerika kung saan popular ang filter coffee. Ang mga Australians kasi ay nagsusumikap na makuha ang pinakamasarap na lasa sa kanilang kape.
We have been really fortunate to get so many immigrants from Western Europe where espresso originated. So we have heaps of espresso in Australia. And through years and years of drinking espresso, we've come to naturally desire better quality beans. We've started getting beans from different parts of the world, experimenting a little bit more. And I think Melburnians don't really mind paying a little bit more for coffee as well if they know it's going to be good.
At lahat ng ito ay nagsisimula sa espresso machine na idinisenyo upang mag-extract ng concentrated na kape o espresso sa pamamagitan ng high pressure. Ang mga skilled barista ay gumagamit ng espresso machine para lumikha ng pinakamasarap at ng iba't ibang estilo ng kape na angkop sa panlasa ng lahat. Sinasabi ni Santo Bukiri, isang coffee master na may-ari ng MAP Coffee, ang espresso na kilala rin bilang short black, ang batayan ng karamihan ng mga kape. Ito ang pinakatamang paraan para maipakita ang tunay na lasa ng kape at ito ay isang science.
Espresso short black is a coffee which is extracted from, in Australia, let's say 10-12 grams of coffee and is extracting 30 ml of liquid out. Don't get confused with ristretto, which is very similar. Using the same grams of coffee, 10-12 grams, but extracting around 20 ml of liquid.
Ang tinatawag naman na ristretto ay nagdudulot ng mas matapang na lasa kaysa espresso dahil ito ay mas concentrated. Kahit na ang espresso ay isang single serving ng kape o one shot, maraming kafe ang nagsisilbi ng double shot. Kaya mag-ingat! Ang pinakapopular na mga order ng kape ay hindi pormal na nahahati sa black at white at marami sa mga ito ay may mga Italian names.
I like cappuccino with 2 sugars according to my taste buds.
I have 2 week-long blacks for breakfast and a cappuccino between 11 and 12.
4 of those would be black coffee and 1 latte max.
Long black with a dash of milk on the side or a soy latte.
Strong coffees, 3 shots, 4 shots. Magic. It's a Melbourne special, magic coffee.
Ang black coffees ay ginagawa ng walang gatas. Sa karanasan ni Lily Fairhall, ang pinakapopular na black coffee ay ang long black.
The long black is just hot water and 2 shots of espresso over the top. Drunk by people who like the taste of coffee, obviously. You can get a short black, which is just an espresso. That's for people who really like the taste of coffee or want a very quick hit of caffeine. Another black coffee that's become really popular is filtered coffee or batch brew. That one is a drip coffee, which is quite funny because they've gone a little bit back in time. But now the coffee is of better quality, so you can get really good flavors out of it.
Dagdag nito, kasunod ang white coffees na gumagamit ng espresso base at dinadagdagan ng gatas na karaniwang pinapasingaw upang maging froth. Dati, nag-aalok lamang ng full cream at low-fat cow's milk. Ngunit ngayon, may mga coffee na nag-aalok ng soy, oat at almond milk bilang mga dairy-free alternatives. Kailangan mo lamang na magtanong. Ang cafe latte o simpleng latte ay kape na may gatas. Inihahain sa isang baso at pinapatungan ng froth milk upang magkaroon ng silky texture.
with white coffee, the most popular by far is a latte. However, a lot of people also drink a flat white. Now, I don't think that there's that much difference between a latte and a flat white, just the type of cup that you put them in. But flat whites originated in Australia and have kind of taken over the world in a way. I don't think that anyone else does them the same way as us, though.
Samantala, ang Piccolo Latte ay isang scaled-down o pinaikling bersyon ng latte. Ito ay may isang shot ng espresso na may kaunting gatas upang lumikha ng mas malakas na lasa ng kape. Kung mahilig ka sa matamis, mag-order ka ng classic cappuccino, isang milk coffee na binudbura ng chocolate powder. Dito sa Melbourne, may signature coffee na katulad ng Piccolo Latte para sa mga nagdanais ng matinding caffeine hit. Ito ang magic.
The magic confuses a lot of people. A magic is basically just a strong, short latte. It's got less milk, so the ratio is slightly skewed to make it taste a lot stronger. I think that people ordered them enough that they decided to give it a name.
Samantala, ang mga estilong ito ay popular sa mga mahilig sa kape na nais itong inumin ng mabilis. Ito ay ang tinatawag na macchiato, na nangangahulugan sa wikang Italian na stain o mancha.
All a macchiato is an espresso shot with a dollop of milk froth on top. Milk generally softens the taste of coffee. It makes it a little bit more palatable. So I think people use that when they want a hit of caffeine, but they don't want that full raw espresso taste. They just want a tiny, tiny bit of milk to kind of balance it out.
Mayroon ding kape para sa mga taong ayaw ng caffeine. Ang decaffeinated coffee o decaf ay walang caffeine.
I respect decaf drinkers because they're actually only purely drinking coffee for the taste. They're not relying on it to get them through their day. And decaf coffee actually has improved dramatically over even the last 10 years. They've developed better processes to decaffeinate the beans. They're sourcing them from better farms. Previously, they were just not great quality beans that were decaffeinated and were very much an afterthought.
Ang ilang kafe ay mag-aalok sa'yo ng pagpipilian sa pagitan ng kape mula sa single origin beans o isang blend. Sabi ni Santo Bukiri, ang mga mahilig sa kape ay nag-eeksperimento sa single origin para sa kakaibang karanasan.
The single origin is actually a coffee that comes from a specific country. And depending on the coffee shop, sometimes they display also the region and even the actual location and the producer name. So it's really interesting. The blend will be a mix of those origins. So the blend will give you the consistency.
Dahil sa napakaraming pagpipilian, nakakatanggap ang mga barista ng iba't ibang kakaibang kahilingan. Sa katunayan, sinisikap ng mga cafes na ibigay ang kanilang mga ninanais na order. Ngunit ang ilang mga order ay medyo masyadong kakaiba.
I did have a request recently for a coffee that was made half with almond milk and half with oat milk. And to that I said, I'm not doing that because sometimes it does just come down to efficiency.
Siyempre pa, hindi dapat kalimutan ang baby chino. Ito isang maliit na tasa na may foamed milk na binudbura ng chocolate powder. Ito ay idinisenyo upang mag-enjoy ang mga bata kasama ng kanilang mga magulang at hindi maaabala ang mga matatanda habang umiinom ng kanilang kape. May ilan namang nag-iisip na ito ay paghahanda sa kanila para sa coffee addiction, bagay na panahon lamang ang makakapagsabi. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Melissa Compagnoni na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Inyong napakinggan ang isang SBS audio podcast. Para sa iba pang nilalaman ng Australia Explained, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/australiaexplained.